Welcome to the Bombshell Business Podcast, where driven fempreneurs learn how to become more bold, brave, and unwaveringly confident. Turn your dreams into actionable, marketable, and profitable plans and make your business irresistible.
Hey there, welcome back to the Bombshell Business Podcast. I'm your host, Amber Hurdle, and I am so appreciative that you are here with me today. If you are a longtime listener, you know that this has been the Bombshell Business Podcast for some time. We actually stopped the podcast, and now we are coming back. We will soon be rebranding to Velvet Machete Leadership Podcast so that we can open up the audience to more people beyond female entrepreneurs, because that's always been my business. It's always been for everyone. And I did create a sub-brand and a niche specifically for female entrepreneurs, but then I realized how many people I was leaving out that I was also serving. So you're still going to get the great interviews that you are used to, and you'll still get some episodes that are just solo episodes with me, but I will commit to always making sure that you have actionable content that makes it worth your time with me so that you can immediately apply it and get some things done in your business and in your life. So in light of the new year, in light of a tough year, whether you were successful in business or if COVID crumbled your business, or if your business crumbled under COVID, self-care is an enormous need in society right now. Last year really took a lot out of everyone. And it wasn't just COVID. It was social unrest. It was all kinds of economic conditions, the whiplash of just trying to keep up with what was going on with this new novel virus. And also there were some significant social injustice issues that we suffered as well. So whether you succumbed to the weight of any of that last year or not, I want to make sure that we kick off this year with some actionable strategies to manage that self-care process. So I teach in the Velvet Machete Leadership Academy, my 8-week leadership certification course. I teach 5 different pillars of the Velvet Machete leadership journey. And the second one is building supportive environments. So I won't get into all of that and what it is and why, but I'll just break it down like this. You cannot uphold and exude your personal brand if you do not build environments around you to support that. And there's all different kinds of environments that we cover. But I want to touch on some things today that typically fall into this category, into the categories of environment. And I want to start with a quote by Alan Moore. Our environments shape the way we see ourselves. If you have been condemned to live in an area that is pretty evidently a rat run, then sooner or later, you're going to come to the conclusion that you're a rat. Sit with that for a minute. So I want to talk about some of these private environments that we need to create so that we can really strengthen your mental and your physical health. And when you do this, you get benefits like reduction in anxiety. Raise your hand if you want that, right? Improved moods, clearer thinking, a greater sense of calm or inner peace. Sign me up, please. Increased self-esteem, reduced risk of depression, and improvements in relationships. So if that sounds like something that you want to, or if those things sound like something that you want to make sure that you have a good handle on, not control, because remember, we can't control anything, but we can definitely move towards our best, right? We're not going to be the best. We're going to be our best. So let's jump in. First, you can always go back and listen to the episode where I talked about my own mental health. And so we'll link to that in the show notes. And there's lots of stuff that I cover in there. But I want everyone who's listening right now to consider your mental health, whether you have an actual diagnosis or not. Like I have ADD, I have mild OCD, and I have clinical anxiety. I have no problem telling you that any more than a type 1 diabetic has things that he or she has to do to manage their diabetes, or type 2 or whatever. But when I think type 1, I'm thinking you're on an insulin pump, you have to check your blood sugar, you have to prick your finger. There's all kinds of things that you need to do in order to sustain that. Well, if you have ADD or anxiety or anything, maybe you have depression, whatever, no big deal. It's just what you have. You just have to do things to help support that, whether that's medication or therapy, whether that's supplements or exercise, whatever that is. So if you suspect that perhaps you are moving further into a cycle of anxiety, or perhaps you're realizing that you might have clinical depression, maybe you have some other things, maybe you have even a child who's on the spectrum, maybe you're on the spectrum. There's all different kinds of flavors of different things that we as humans have to contend with. You know, I've had endometriosis, I have severe arthritis in my hip. I have to deal with those things just like I have to deal with my mental health. So whatever that is for you, I want you to commit to this year being very real about that, and then seek out the people, the resources, whatever that looks like in your life, to make sure that you are honoring and strengthening that area of your life. Please stop ignoring it. And if you're the type of person who is using it as a crutch, I want you to stop that too. Because long ago, I could have said, well, I have ADD, so I can't run my own business. Well, bam, I'm sorry. I'm not even going to tell you what my accomplishments are, because I'm not going to pat myself on the back. But those of you who know, you know, everything that I've done with attention deficit disorder. So mic drop on that one. You can too. The other thing that I want you to think about when we're talking about your mental health is really having a go at your shadow self. Okay. Let's dance in the darkness. Let's look at that shadow self, that shadow side of you. Again, I'm not going to get really deep into this. I did a video on YouTube that we'll link to in the show notes for this, but this is really just saying, you know what? I'm not perfect. And here are the areas of my personality that perhaps get in my way, or they're not my highest self. And so if you can just get very real about that darker side and proactively do things to integrate it into your personality, if you're going to be brave, you can start addressing that dark side. You can start embracing yourself as an authentic person. You can be a totally self-aware leader. And when you do that, you can stop projecting onto other people because you're so freaking scared of your shadow side. So if that's something you want to go deeper in, again, I will post the video in the show notes so that you can dig a little bit deeper and understand what I'm talking about at a deeper level. If you understand shadow self, you'll know it's not a bad thing. It's not a great thing. It's just part of who you are. So we don't want to ignore or tell any part of ourselves you are unworthy of showing up to the ball, okay? So the other thing that I want you to consider, and you're like, oh my gosh, Amber, why are you getting so deep? Well, 2020 was real, and I just would rather address these things before we hit the ground running too hard in 2021. Something I see in my practice over and 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 over again, 100% of the time, is a person's inner child and the wounds that our inner child have. So bad programming that we got from challenging parental relationships, or the lack thereof in terms of relationships with parents, or even simply things we believe to be true in the naivety of our childhood lens, all impact those childhood wounds. So to be an emotionally healthy adult, it's important to reach back and address these things. And you can do that through, cognitive therapy. You can do it through guided meditation. I mean, just Google inner child healing, and there will be a plethora of opportunities there. If you're a woo-woo person, if you're on team woo-woo, there's all kinds of stuff that you can get into there. You can just do simple meditation. You can simply do, and I do this. Listen, I'm a lioness. Y'all know me. I will eat your face off if you come at me. I'm a very, very strong woman, like too hot to handle for most humans, right? When my inner child starts to tell me I can't, starts to make me scared, starts to become ultra sensitive, all I do is say, you know what, little girl Amber, it's safe. You're fine. Everything's going to be fine. I've got you. And that just shuts down that deep wounded place in my soul that is saying, based on my experience, based on my history, based on these limiting beliefs that have come from childhood wounds, this is an unsafe situation. So when you're dealing with a boss, when you're dealing with your spouse, when you're dealing with something where you start to shrivel back and shrink, that is highly likely an inner child wound. So just the act alone of saying, this is safe, I'm an adult, I've got this, will help calm that. But if you want to go deeper, I encourage you to definitely Google that and go a little bit deeper. Now, so we've talked kind of about the mental side of things. I want to talk to you about physical health. I've had all kinds of fitness experts on the show over the years, and you know that I am a gym junkie. I'm all about it. I do not believe that you can do your best if you do not take care of the vessel that carries your brain and your heart and your spirit inside of it, okay? So your energy and your vitality are all products of your health and wellness. And so I believe that a body in motion stays in motion and a body at rest stays at rest. So exercise is critical to support that mental health, but to also keep your body in top condition to handle all of the other aspects of your life. So yes, we can do things like nutrition. Again, I'm a nutrition junkie. I feel like food is medicine. The way that I feed my family really has a lot to do with what their health conditions are or what their deficiencies are in terms of nutrients, what they might be doing in their lives, whatever that looks like, I'm going to cook for that. I'm not saying you have to go that far. My mom's a chef, so I know a lot about food, but think about it. If you have endometriosis, if you have polycystic ovarian syndrome, if you have diabetes, if you have heart disease, look to see how you should be eating to optimize your health in light of those things, right? It doesn't take a ton to do a little bit of research. Supplements, of course, regular physicians or holistic practitioners care, those are like tune-ups. So I know lots of really busy women who like to, and men who like to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, like to bypass things like annual exams, or something's hurting, but you're going to ignore it until it becomes a real, real problem. So you would not do that with your car. You would not drive your car into the ground. And so please don't do that to your body. So I want you to commit in 2021 to take care of your body, to schedule your tune-ups, to make sure that you have the regularly scheduled maintenance that you would afford your vehicle. So, and I've said this before, I'm sure on past podcast episodes, I say it all the time. One of my mentors, Peggy Keel, who owns Sports Village Fitness in Lebanon, Tennessee, she's like my second mom. She said one time, imagine if you only got one car when you turned 16 and knew that was it for life, how would you treat that car? You would totally get maintenance on it, right? You would get tune-ups. You would never miss an oil change. You would only put premium gasoline in it. You would clean it. You would make sure that it was the best that it could possibly be. So guess what? You only get one body. Take care of it, okay? And when you take care of your physical fitness and your nutrition, you improve your energy. You definitely have weight control. And I'm not saying everybody should be skinny. I'm saying everyone should be healthy. So whatever that looks like for you, your overall health, your confidence, your sleep. Oh my gosh, when I'm exercising, I'm eating right. My sleep is so much better. When I'm not, that's the first thing to go. And then what happens next? Your attitude slips. So I'm not a fitness buff or a fitness guru, but I am wholly committed to taking care of the temple that I was given to exist in this world. A healthy body supports a healthy mind, and a strong mind-body connection totally increases your confidence. So please do not skip in this area. So as we're looking at 2021, think about, what do I need to do to fortify my mental environment? What do I need to do in order to ensure that I have the building blocks for a strong, sound mind? Because things aren't going to magically get easier just because the calendar switched to a new year. We still have a lot of the same challenges that we are contending with. We're a little more used to them now, but they're still here. And so think about, from a mental health perspective, what do you need to do? Just pick one or two things to strengthen that environment. And then as you think about your physical environment, please, 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 please do not say, I'm going to lose 50 pounds this year. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, set a goal for, I'm going to walk for 20 minutes with a friend 3 times a week, because I'm going to get my endorphins moving. I'm going to get my muscles and my ligaments moving. When I get those endorphins pumping, that's going to help me with my mental health. And that's also going to, safely, of course, if they're in your COVID bubble, or walk a nice 6 feet away from the person, if you're listening to this and we're still in the COVID environment, just that human interaction is going to help you. And it will likely be an accountability measure to make sure you get your butt up out of bed and go walk, or get your butt into some exercise clothes when you're done with work to go walk. So those are my pleas for you this year. That is me saying, listen, when the whole world's gone mad, the only thing that you can truly control is your own body. So think about that and think about how you want to show up this year and all of your different responsibilities at work, at home, in your relationships, and think about how you can dial those environments in to fully support you. Now, that's it for today. What I want you to do, if you want support in these areas, if you're interested in one-to-one coaching, and I mean, I keep my one-to-one coaching very minimal. I do not take on a ton of clients. That is not my 100% income source. But what I learned through COVID, as I returned to coaching when I came off the road, is how much I love it. I love coaching real strong people who want to perform at their best. I love it. If that's you and you want to have a conversation or you want to understand what does that look like, what's my access, how long, what's the price, all those things, just email me, amber@amberhurdle.com, and let's talk about how to make this year a transformational year for you. In the meantime, remember, we will be rebranding. This will be in more places. I think you can get it just about everywhere now, including Alexa. You can say, you know, hey, Alexa, play the Bombshell Business podcast, and it will come up. So we'll have to fix all of those things to transition. But in the meantime, please do subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And be sure to give it a rating and a review. And if there's something that you hear that would be meaningful to somebody else in your life, share it. Share this episode. I am not one to say sharing is caring, but I am going to say that sometimes if you think of somebody and it's been put on your heart to share information with them, there is a reason for that. So follow that inner voice, pass it on, and help bless somebody with the knowledge that you have acquired as a loyal listener. So thank you so much, and I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Bombshell Business Podcast. Visit amberhurdle.com for more resources and be sure to tune in again. Cheers to you, Bombshell.